Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Mr. Yemi Mobolati, who is the Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs. Yemi, businesses are hurting. They're hurting badly. And the City of Colorado Springs recently announced a program for financial relief for small business.
Yes, sir.
How does the relief program work and from where does it originate, Yemi?
So I'm assuming when you, there are two things when I think about when you talk about relief. The City of Colorado Springs released a relief package from our Economic Development Office, and it's a list of different types of fund that local funds that you can pursue, as well as, you know, things that we can do on the city side to ease the burdens, not take away the pain, but just ease the burden. And let me start there to for folks to understand what I mean when I say things from the city side. So one of the things that the city's agreeing to do is connected to the sales and use tax. So there'll be no charges for late payment for February and March sales and use taxes for business that are unable to meet those due dates because of COVID-19. On a case-by-case basis, we'll be willing to work with the business to waive the tax payment deadlines for March and possibly even April, but you'd have to reach out to the sales tax office at 719-385-5903. The city has also agreed to waive the local state fees for restaurants and bars for the liquor license renewal. And then parking, all parking meters are suspended through the end of this month. And one more thing, this is a real issue. You know, you still have utility bills due. What do you do when you're closed? Your CSU, Colorado Springs Utilities, has agreed to for you to skip a payment. You can make arrangements. You just have to call them. Also, a payment plan is also available for businesses and customers who need financial help during this season who are having difficulty paying the bills. So that's from the city side.
Okay, that works very nicely. And where do business owners make initial contact to get into that set of resources?
Yeah, so there's a few different options. You can reach the city's website directly. When you go to the City of Colorado Springs website, you will see a thing, you know, right there. It says COVID-19 City Response. It's the first thing you see right underneath. You can select which type of help you're looking for. And so right underneath, click COVID-19 Help Business. And that takes you to an economic page, an economic development page, and it said, you'll see where it says relief package. So you can get a hold of us through those means. You can call you can also look up the city's economic development number also online. You can, with regards to utilities, you can reach out to utilities directly. It's a city enterprise. It's not run by the city government directly. The number for utilities is 719-448-4800. That is the specific number you reach to get help with utility payment assistance. I'm also available. You can reach me directly in my office at 719-385-5554. If you don't know where to start, just call me directly. My job is to work on behalf of small businesses. For small businesses they've been impacted by COVID-19, they've had to shut down, they're thinking about shutting down, they're laying off staff. You know, we've been working on a local option of funding. You know, you have federal, you have state, and sometimes with the government side of things, you know, the funds are there. It just takes a little bit longer to acquire, and you have to go through these steps and application steps. We've been working on a local solution about a week ago. There was a press release done by the mayor with the leadership of Exponential Impact, a local accelerator in town, and started a funding called Survive and Thrive COS, made possible by local foundations and local investors. We're trying to raise $5 million for the funds. Right now, there's about $1.6 million. We are taking applications for businesses, small businesses that have been impacted between 2 and 25 employees. And the max amount you can apply for is $25,000. So if you go on the website exponentialimpact.com, there'll be a button that you can click that says Survive and Thrive COS. The whole mission of this fund is not just to help businesses survive, but to thrive through the season. And there is, in addition to funding, the resource and mentoring is a big part of this opportunity, where you have folks who can walk with you and help you through your decision making, so you don't feel like you're alone in this season.
Yemi Mobilati, Small Business Development Administrator for the City of Colorado Springs. You are a wealth of resources, and thank you for your visit today on KRDO's Afternoon News and sharing that information with our listeners.
Thank you for having me.